what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to continue our season recap and wrap-up interviews on the high school basketball season. Today, we're going to talk to Coach Jared Butler of the Carbon Dinos. For only the second time in close to three decades, they advanced to the state championship tournament. Carbon finishes 0-2 during that stretch, a loss to Grantsville and Grand, and we'll talk about that and the entire season right now with our next guest, Coach Jared Butler. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Jordan.
Coach, it was a fun season. It definitely was. I know it wasn't the outcome that we would have liked come state championship tournament time. But really, we'll start by talking about the Grand game. And, Coach, defensively, I don't know if you could have asked anything more of this team. You guys hold the Grantsville to 17 points at halftime. And what was so ironic about that is I was looking at what Emory had did against them the week before, holding them to 29. And I thought, what more could you ask for, holding this Grantsville team to 29 points? You guys hold them to 17. The problem came on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, most definitely. I know they were watching a lot of their film. I know they were a little bit antsy down there, obviously, but we were working really well. I thought that we had the correct matchups with our personnel and who they had. We just struggled ourselves offensively. They obviously, they're one of the best defensive teams that I would say that we've gone up against. They take things away from you, but we still had some open looks. And I think had a few of those fallen for us, we can build off some confidence there and move forward. But it didn't, and it ended up being a dogfight.
Coach, in this game, they hit two buzzer beaters. I believe it was at the, if I'm not mistaken, it was the end of the first and second quarter, if memory serves me right. Maybe it was the end of the third quarter. Regardless, those account for a lot mentally, especially in a game like high school basketball. At least that was my assessment. And it was, I thought that it was kind of obvious in those games as well. Grantsville managed to create some momentum with those last second shots.
Yeah, and especially, I would say, in such a low scoring, you know, half and then, and then how it went, it did. I mean, I tried to say, okay, let's move forward. But, I mean, in that tight of a game, you know, the three-pointer there, that hurts. And you just have to move forward and try to get out of it. But, that team, once they got a lead on us, it was hard to come back out of it. And I thought they battled. That's one thing that I was so proud of our young men with, is they just fought and then scrapped and did their part that way. But a few shots would have fallen for us. I think it would have helped out and been a little bit different.
Coach, when you go back and you really, and this goes beyond your time at Carbon, because this was really an unfamiliar situation for these kids being at this stage in the season. You go back to your time at Emory and some of the teams that you had that were state championship caliber that fell short. When you have to ask kids to come back into that consolation game, is it difficult to do?
Then it is to me. It was, you know, when you have that, you know, I look back on a couple of our teams where you have that great possibility. You've been, you know, ranked up high throughout the year and you lose either the first or second night, it just takes everything out of you. And then it's just a matter of that group of kids, whether they want to come together and get a win as their last game of the season, especially some of the seniors, you know. And with our group, I thought it was a little different. I hope that it wasn't this case. I hope that we weren't content to just be there, but you know, being the eighth seed, I think our guys were, well, I know they were. I watched them. They were still in it the second night. They gave everything that they had to try to put ourselves on top. And but that is really hard sometimes, Jordan, especially, like you say, for those teams that are, you know, I was kind of hoping Grand would see a little of that. I know they had an expectation. And then I watched Grantsville. They didn't neither of those teams to hand it to them. They came out the next night and played their hearts out as well.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jared Butler of the Carbon Dino boys basketball team. Coach, you get Grand a third time, and you and I did talk. It may be a little bit easier to get up for that game, knowing it's a consolation game, because you guys were so close to beating Grand a couple of times throughout the year. And I don't know if this trickled over into the coaching side of things or the kids' side of things, and so I'm not going to ask it, but I know that Grand was not necessarily the most liked team at the 3A state tournament from the reporters and media members that I had talked to. It just seemed like it was an easier game to get up for.
Yeah, we felt very good about it, but they, you know, the two kids they brought in, they're just really solid, and they're tough to guard, and it's one of those things where you let your guard down for 1 minute and they're right back in the game. And I was hoping to get a cushion on them, get ahead of them, and it just never happened. And then I still felt really good all the way down through, but it's like we were saying, they got those offensive boards on us late, and they scored on almost every one of them, and they got that 6 and 8 point lead, and it was just really hard late to come back from that. You hat off to them. They worked. They didn't give up, and they put a great team together. It is frustrating that those kids moved in, obviously, but they did, and it is what it is. I was hoping we could beat them. I was really excited, thinking it was going to be tough for them to take us a third time, especially where we lost to them by a point at our place and 6 points down there. You know, two tight games that could have gone either way, but it didn't, and they got us. So,
well, Coach, now that the season has come to an end, and you have an opportunity to kind of glance back. I know you had a lot of seniors on this year's squad, a lot of kids that have been building for this moment, and they did accomplish something that not many before them have been able to accomplish. And I know that kind of breeds success, right? Winning breeds success. And so you have these underclassmen that are in a different situation than the seniors were this year, knowing, hey, we can get to that level. And if you get past a number one seed in Grantsville, you take on the route as the number one seed. And so, I mean, from my perspective, I look at this year and say, wow, you guys accomplished a great deal.
Yeah, I was, you know, it was really hard the second half of region, where we lost so many tight games other than the South Sevier game. They tagged us pretty well, but and that's just how the first half went. We were lucky enough to be on top of most of those games, but that's one thing that I was really proud of the guys about. They didn't let it affect the confidence. They just showed up and played, and you know, they could have easily given up after losing three out of those four games before we saw North Sampete, but they worked hard. You know, like I said, I think we would have to gain some confidence from it for the future. You know, GUAB wins it. They come to our place and they beat us by a point, you know, and that was without Keenan. And obviously it's early in the season, but, you know, we're a solid team along there with them. And same with San Juan, we split with them. That's a great basketball team. And, you know, I hope our kids see that. I see it. So I'm going to definitely utilize that to hope build confidence for our future that we can play with some of these teams. It's going to be interesting with, looks like maybe Juan Diego and Leighton Christian are moving into our league. So that's a whole other can of worms, but we'll do what we got to do, I guess.
Yeah, there's really nothing you guys can do in that regard. But I mean, when you look at the kids that you have coming back, Coach, how happy are you with what you saw from the JV and sophomore levels this last year?
No, they're great. I'm excited for them. They're some really gritty, hard-nosed basketball players, and they are. And I told them this every week at least. They are a huge part of why our varsity was so successful. I mean, there were multiple times that our JV would beat our varsity. And I love that as a coach. If you don't have it, it doesn't help a lot, but they would just get right after. The majority of the time our varsity guys would beat them, which I obviously would want, but they need to be pushed. They're gritty. We're going to lose a lot of size, obviously, but I hope we can make up for it with some of that grit and that shooting ability and just basketball IQ. And the sophomore class has quite a few that are going to step up and help the varsity out as well.
I know it'll be here, Coach, before we know it, but what does the offseason look like for this team? Or is that kind of still up in the air with COVID questions?
Right now, I've just been able to schedule. We've talked with four or five coaches. That's already right around the turn here. We'll probably try to line up some summer stuff if that's allowed. We did get to do a little of it last year, so I'm assuming we'll see some of that. We still do have our 10th hour advanced PE with our kids in there. They're going to give a couple of weeks away from me and do some things. We'll hit some weights and then continue to scrimmage and play. But a lot of that is, you know, we lose quite a few to baseball and some to soccer, and they're going to go be successful in those areas right now. And so the majority of the guys are moving off in that route. But till then, the rest of them can continue to work and better themselves. Last night I walked through the gym and there was three kids practicing in the gym, you know, that I just thought, whoa, they didn't even want a day off, huh? So that's pretty cool to me to see, but.
Yeah, definitely. That's the type of attitude I know that you've been longing for, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and I think we're getting that. I mean, I think we are. I get the feel that a lot of these guys are starting to really like this basketball thing. And I hope it rubs off on some of these younger kids that are coming up and they see that we can do some things and move forward and have a decent program. But it's going to take some time, and we'll try to do our best to do our part at that.
Oh, no doubt. Greatest game of the world. And, Coach, I appreciate you taking out the time throughout all year long to have a conversation with me each week. It's always fun. I always look forward to them. And I know we'll be talking again here relatively soon.
Yeah, it'll be quick. It always is. And we do, Jordan. We appreciate your coverage and any help that you give us from seeing some of the teams from up north that you might see play. I appreciate all that. So thank you.
Well, it's always my pleasure, Coach. Again, Coach Jared Butler of the Carbon Dino Boys basketball team. We're going to take another commercial break, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to move over to the national side of things right after this on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.